So I know Yom Kippur is coming first. I know Yom Kippur is first, but we still have to, you know, I feel like Sukkah sometimes gets lost in the shuffle because you prepare for Hashanah, you prepare for Yom Kippur, and all of a sudden Sukkot is there. You don't have any time for Sukkot's Chaburas. So fortunately, Mishnah Berurah is up to, and the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah is up to Halacha, which is relevant for Sukkot. So the Halacha is that there's a din in Shulchan Aruch and Shincha Beis, which the Mishnah Berurah talks about, called Molid Recha, which means that it's forbidden on Shabbos or on Yom Tov to infuse a smell into cloves. This is the example that that Shulchan Aruch Mishnah Berurah is talking about over there in Shin Chaf Beis. The question is, how is that at all relevant to Sukkos? So there's, you know, you take your esrog and you put esrog as causes smell, right? It gives off something to it with it's wrapped in it to a smell, a nice smell. So you put your esrog in your esrog box, but surrounding the esrog in the esrog box is what? Is you have the, you know, that fuzz, whatever it's called, the flax, right? Which is, flax is a beged. It's really a beged. It's beged material. It's a cloth. It's something that's going to, it will lead to becoming a cloth. So how are you allowed to wrap the esrog in flax on Yontif? It's molad recha. You're causing the esrog to infuse some of its smell into the flax. Now that's regardless of whether you smell, take your nose to the flax and smell it or not, it's irrelevant. The very act of molad recha, of causing a beged or causing flax to have smell, a nice smell, is a problem on Shabbos or Yom Tov. So what's the Isser? We'll get to that point in a second. What's the Isser of Molad Recha? What does Molad Recha mean? So the Mishnah Berurah in two different places gives two different reasons. Reason number one is given, is a reason that it's Dami L'Malacha. It's the concept called Molad, not Nolad, similar to Nolad, a cousin of Nolad, but Molad is that it's similar to a Malacha. Since you're creating, there wasn't any smell there before, now there is smell, that looks like an act, it looks like a Malacha, it looks like something was created, so therefore it's a Durabbanan of a Malacha, and therefore it's considered Molad. That's problem number one. Problem number two of being Molad Recha is that it's Tikkun Mone, in that it makes the item that you're using, now that it has a nice smell, able to be used. Now that flax had no real good purpose, now it has a good smell, now it has a good purpose, so that's perhaps similar to Tikkun Mon. Lamaisa, Molad Recha is a real thing, and in fact, if we turn outside of our order of our Mishnah Berurah, but more in Yonah Diyoma, to Hilchus Lulav, let me read you a scary Ramah. Avala Esrog, okay, here we go. The usher litno ala beged. You're now to put your esrog on your clothes. Afilu biyontif, even on yontif, nothing to do with Shabbos. Demolid recha, because it's going to cause your clothes to have a good smell. So now I ask you, where is the flax? And it's kind of out of style now. No one really has the flax anymore because we have the foam. But you know, 10 years ago, they definitely, 20 years ago for sure, everyone had foam. I don't hear foam still in their esrog. Oh, so how are you allowed to put your esrog in the foam? It's going to be molad recha. You're causing the foam to have a nice smell. And I know you're going to tell me you don't smell the foam. That's irrelevant. You're creating foam. You're creating smell into the flax. By creating smell into the flax, that is molad recha. So what are we going to do? Mishnah Berurah is pretty clear. So answer number one, you could say, is very clearly, if it was there before Yontif, it's not molad recha. So the Mishnah Berurah right here pipes up and says, Avo mutter litno ala beged omochin, which is, I guess, the flax, shayamunach pome erev yontif, shekvar kol areach. Since the smell was there already from before yontif, not a problem. So make sure you take the esrog, I guess, most of the time, I don't know, you buy the esrog with the flax? Yeah? Comes with the flax. Okay, fine. So if you buy, you're not buying the flax separately. I don't know, I don't remember having flax in a long time. But I guess you buy it with the flax. If you buy it with the flax, it's there from before Yom Tov. Not a problem, end of the game. But let's say you want to switch the flax. You get extra flax. I don't know, it rips, it shreds, it gets all over the place. And now you want to put new flax on Yom Tov. Would be a problem, according to this Mishnah Berurah. Comes along the next Mishnah Berurah. And you're two for two over here. So next, you heard some of my notes over here. Excellent. Next, Mishnah Berurah says, well, what about, he says, umash madafil eino mechavin was a gam ken osur. Even if you're not miskaven, you don't intend to make the flax smelly. The point is to make sure that when your kid touches your esrog or knocks over the box falls on the floor, the pitum stays on, or the no smashes an esrog. So therefore, if that's the case, he says you're not miskaven. Says the Mishnah Berurah, it's usur because it's, what's the key words? It's psik resha. It's automatically going to happen. In other words, if you put the esrog in the flax, even though you don't intend for the flax to get smelly, nice and smelly, but it's automatically going to happen. It's inevitable. Psik resha is usur. Even under the Rabbanan, we paskin, psik resha to lo nichli. Even if you don't care, you don't want it, still it's still usur. Says the Mishnah Berurah, well, wait a second. B'yesh mekilim b'zeh, hechidenim mechavin. But some are mako in this, if you don't intend to do it, or b'shas adchak she'en wal makom meshumer laniach esrog shama. If you have no other place to put the esrog, then efshir diyesh v'smocha mekilin. You could rely on the mekilin. No, anyone here could afford foam? Anyone here could afford foam? You could afford foam? 10 cents to get a foam? I don't know. So if that's the case, you have another option where to put the esrog. So you can't tell me, oh, I'm allowed to put it in the flax. It's going to cause it to be smelly. Yeah, but I don't intend it to be smelly. Yeah, because it's automatically going to get smelly, and therefore it's psik resha. You're going to tell me, oh, I have no other option. Yeah, you have another option. Buy foam. Maybe we should hereby, in this space medrash right now, aser all flax on Yontif. If you put it into the flax beforehand, fine. But you shouldn't be allowed to use flax, new flax, on the esrog on Yontif. Pretty clear from the Mishnah Berurah. So what is that, how we paskin? So Mishnah Berurah is pretty clear. You could be lenient, but only if you have no other option. Comes on the Aruch HaShulchan, and he's a little bit more scary. He says, even if you have no other option, it sounds like it's usur. He says, Mikol makom yesh lachmir, tesof kol sof molad recha. Who cares? At the end of the day, if you intend or you don't intend, are you causing smell to the flax? Yeah, you are, says the Aruch HaShulchan, usur, game over. Comes along the Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa and says, not so fast. We could rely on this Mishnah Berurah. And he paskins like the Mishnah Berurah. He says, im eino miskaven lohol areach bebeged. If you don't intend to infuse smell, ela miskaven wishmar mo bebeged davar meriach, you want to protect it, b'shas sadchak ein lesser. L'chein mutter b'shas sadchak to do this thing. No, you're a shas sadchak yid? No, you're not a shas sadchak yid. It's 2 days before Yom Kippur. Maybe it's a good thing we're giving it before Yom Kippur. Anyone here want to be a shas sadchak yid? No. So if you're not a shas sadchak type of person, you don't have any shas sadchak, so how could you put your esrog into the flax on Yontif? I'll give you another question. Okay, so you started to be so smart and said, oh, if you put it before Yontif. So I was just thinking, I don't know if I answered this question. I don't mean to make chumras over here, but let's say, you know, sometimes you and you're sitting next to your father and your brother and your cousin, you're all sitting at a table and you take the esrog out of a box, right? Do you really care which box you put it back in? Maybe on the, you have your esrog, it's your esrog. You don't care about the box. I don't know, they could also have a name Glad on it. You know, you're sitting with your father and your brother, it also says Glad. It doesn't make a difference. You know, if you have the same initials also, it doesn't make a difference, right? So you put it back into someone else's box. So my esrog now is going on his flax. His esrog is going on my flax for the first time on Yontif. It was on my own flax before Yontif, but does that usher now? Because it's going on a new person's flax, it's making new. Does each esrog have its own new specific smell? I don't know. No idea. Leave that Sarachian.
But if you get the silver boxes.
So you have to get the silver boxes. You don't have a problem. You get the foam. Yeah.
Even in the same box, even before you put it in, shouldn't
there
must every time you take it out?
So the Mishnah Berurah wants to say no. In that case, no, because every once it's put in that own fuzz, it's like gets its own smell. But I don't know, is that the same if your fuzz and my fuzz is a different smells? I have no idea. I'm leaving that one Sarachian. Sadwi Paskin, so Vinite Gavriel, he writes that because of we're Choshish v'Charchiv, and we're not a Shas Adchak Jews, v'chei nachon mashinogin v'asim esrog b'teva katana v'lo b'sudr. That's why the boxes came up. The boxes or the gold, the silver, you know, esrog boxes are much better. The silver ones are problematic because they usually don't have the foam in them. Usually the silver ones have the hair. It's the junky cardboard ones. Yeah. It's the junky cardboard ones which have the foam usually. So it's the junky. Yeah. Yeah, you have to do it fancy. You have to do that according to him. According to Nitei Gavriel, you really run into problems with Charchila because you're causing mode Recha. Chachamim's along the Rabbi Omer, and for Sfardim in the room, he says you don't have to be Machmir for this at all. And since you're not Miskaven, it's totally fine with Archiva. But I saw in the Sefer Din Drabbanan B'Shabbos, you can find on Hebrew books, Din Drabbanan B'Shabbos, he has pictures in there, and he has a picture of the Esrog and the fuzz and everything, and he shows, I don't know when it was printed, but he says on page Kuf Lamed Zayin, check it out, he says it's also to put the Esrog and the fuzz on the first time on Shabbos, because, or Yontif, because you have a problem of this issue of Moed Reich. Comes along the Ber Moshe, we'll end with the Ber Moshe. The Ber Moshe says, okay, fine. Maybe you have a problem with the fuzz. But what about if you have plastic onir, a paper? You got to put that in a paper bag. So do you go so far and say it's going to infuse smell into plastic onir? Onir or chidoma, he says. I'm not sure what that means. Maybe that's foam. Tried to figure out what foam is made of. I tried to ask my wife what foam is made of. She gave me all of his answers. I didn't understand what any of it was. No, anyone understands how you make foam?
Plastic.
So it's plastic. Oh, is it plastic? So then that's the case. That's Mamish's tshuva. Huh? Okay, fine. So is that similar to plastic or not similar to plastic?
It's plastic.
Okay, so if that's the case, that's Mamish's tshuva. So now the foam. So he's talking about foam. So everyone's now, for 99% of the world, who uses foam, so now you have a tshuva. Mutar asur. He says, tshuva, ki yodua she'ein ha-plastik o'anir mekabum reach kolkach b'nakul kamo beged. He says, foam doesn't accept smell the same way that the fuzz and the that does. He says, it's very different. He says, therefore, ein, he says, even if it's not miskav and nothing like that, it is all mutter. He says, not a problem. Chachila shari laniach al-zman kotzer. For sure, for a short time. I don't know what that means, a short time. Sitting there all night. I don't know what he's... I'm not sure.
8 days.
I don't know. I'm not sure. I'll tell you the final chumra of the week. I never heard this before. Yeah? I saw it in the previous tshuva of their Ber Moshe. You're wild. Absolute wild chumra. And then I'll end of the kula that the Rav of the Shul just told me right now. It was the end of the kula. So the chumra of the week is the Bikur Yaakov. Apparently the Bikur Yaakov says a murdik of chumra. He says, I never saw this, you shouldn't hold the lulav and esrog together tightly for the whole time. Why? It's going to be molid recha from the esrog to the moridik chumra. He says that's why we have koshulach. That's why we have the koshulach. That's why we have the little strips, rings. Right? The rings, right? Which you put around the loaf. He says that's the reason. He says koshulach. Keeps putting in quotation marks. Kuf yud yud shin ayin lamed alf chaf. So I think it's koshulach, right? And you put that.
But the rings are going to go.
I guess so, but maybe it doesn't get as much as the lulav. I'm not sure.
The rings are made of a lulav.
I'm not sure. He says that's why maybe it's the block. Maybe it doesn't rub off as much. Only a little bit gets on because chumrah are smaller. That's what he says. That's where the minute came up. And he says, though, but the Ber Moshe argues on this chumrah. He says, based on everything we just said, you're not miskaven. You know, it's a chumrah, Yisera. He says it's too much of a chumrah. But Bikur Yaakov seems to pass away. Final thing is the Rav told me. The Rav says, if you're not miskaven, it's fine. Okay, so I said, what about Psik Resha? So the Rav told me here, he just told me now, the Rav of the Shul just told me that it's not Psik Resha. Why? Because Psik Resha is something which only happens immediate. He says, when you put the esrog in the cloth or in the fuzz or whatever it is, it takes time for it to take off. And that's not Psik Resha. So yes, it's automatically going to happen, but it's not immediate. And the Rav said, you don't say Psik Resha. If that's the case, if you're not Miskaven, then it would be Mutta. I'm just... I tried to ask there was a Mr. Brewer seems to be against this. This is new. I don't know. Tzarchin, the best dates is just put it in there before Yontif and then you're fine and everything's fine. I wish you have a good Gemara, a good yard.